96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Every holiday season, they bring the drama, angry, difficult, problematic family members. You love them, but usually at a distance until the end of the year family gathering. So how do you keep the peace and not ruin the holidays when they come around? Well, my experts have some ideas, and they're going to listen to your problems tonight. Psychologist Dr. Andre Brown is a family therapist at the Psychological Group of Washington and a Howard University visiting professor. Teresa Doniger is a family therapist and owner of Cura Counseling. And Rodney Orders is the founder of Orders Counseling. Lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. Let's get right into it. As I said, you may have family members that you love from a distance. You only see them perhaps once or twice a year, and that's Thanksgiving, maybe during Christmas, and then you're done. But when you see them, you know, the angry aunt, the belligerent sister with the bad kids, then they are always causing problems. Teresa, first, let me ask you, why is this an issue? It seems every year. Why are the holidays so stressful for families?
I think one of the main issues that people grapple with, or that just comes up, is high expectations, unrealistic expectations. I think we feel that the holiday should be about, you know, everything warm and cozy and fuzzy and whatever. And that's typically not the case. For many people, that is not the case.
Really? God, that doesn't sound good. I mean, usually, you know, you're listening, you're waiting for Charlie Brown Christmas. You're waiting for the Nat King Cole Christmas song. You know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You know, the snow and snuggling up with grandma and everybody else. But what you're saying is that is not realistic?
I think that some people are blessed and do have that type of holiday. I think many people don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that in mind, Dr. Brown, should family members expect that things are just going to be ugly? I mean, after all, it was really bad last year, and you remember the year before when it was really nasty, or maybe 3 years ago was the worst year. In other words, year after year after year, things are really, really bad. How do you, coming up on, you know, this holiday season, we're really in the thick of it, do we lower expectations?
No, I don't think you have to lower expectations. I think you have to have realistic expectations.
Exactly.
I think for most families, you know if there's a problem last year. Mm-hmm. If you haven't taken care of that problem over the course of the next 12 months, that problem's still going to be there the next year. Mm-hmm. So if someone owes you $50 from 2010 and they haven't paid you, you still want your $50 when they come to, you know, come to dinner. And so a lot of it is being able to address the issues that are underlying issues so that the problems aren't just holiday problems, because there's always something else underneath it. It's like, it's never about the cat, right? Mm-hmm. It's always about something else that's going on.
So, Rodney, if the family member owes you $50, do you tell them don't come? Or do you tell them when they sit down, don't eat $50 worth of food?
It might be easier.
Yeah, it might be easier. Do you put them in the basement? What do you do?
Well, I think if you have a situation where you know a family member's coming, a family member that you do not get along with, there are a few tips. I think one is, maybe have a relative or a friend or somebody you know, if things start to get heated, to pull you out of the situation. Say, hey, come here. Why don't we go over here and have a drink? Or, hey, why don't we go over here and talk a little bit? So I think, sometimes what people need to do is just realize that the holidays are just a short period of time. It's a few hours. It's not a time to rehash old memories or old fights from, say, childhood or even from last year. It's a time to get together, try to have fun, try to relax and enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
Not a time to bring up the fact that you owe someone $50 and they didn't pay you. So.
Well, certainly our listeners are under stress in some cases during this holiday season. So let's find out what they have to say. If you have an issue that you want to share with my panel of therapists, please give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Sherry calling from Venice Beach, California. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Well, I have a sister, and we go to, every year my family goes to one of my cousin's house for the holiday celebration, and everything is so beautiful and so festive, and the foods are just delicious. But my sister always gets the liquor, and I mean, she just drinks it, and it's like a closet drinker. We don't even know. Sometimes it's just like, what happened to this bottle? She goes for the best, and the next thing you know, she's drunk and making everyone else miserable. So I was just wondering, I mean, it happens every year. Sometimes my cousin does not even put out the best liquor because she just, you know, it's like we try not to have it sometimes because of my sister. But it's not fair to everyone else. Why can't we just have one drink, you know, if you want, without my sister nursing a bottle?
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry, real quick. Is she a problem drinker, or do you think that she is an alcoholic?
I think she's an alcoholic.
I see. Hold on to that point, Sherry. Please do not hang up. We'll have an answer for you after we take a break. Lines are open at 202-319-0. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876 will answer your question and others. Talking about keeping the peace with problematic family members during the holidays. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, how do you keep the peace with unruly family members and not ruin the holidays? Well, my experts have ideas, and they're also listening to your problems, your issues tonight. Psychologist Dr. Andre Brown is a family therapist at the Psychological Group of Washington. He's also a Howard University visiting professor. Teresa Doniger is a family therapist and owner of Cura Counseling. And Rodney Orders, the founder of Orders Counseling. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Before the break, we were talking to Sherry. She says that her sister has a drinking problem, may be an alcoholic. So, Dr. Brown, what does the family do about Sherry's sister?
Well, first is recognizing that alcoholism or addictions is an individual problem. So it's a family problem. So if one member of the family has drinks too much or can't hold their liquor or whatever the conflict arises from, you can't put the responsibility just on that one person. So if the family has an alcohol problem, then you have to figure out a way to manage it for everybody in the house. It's unfair to bring her to the home knowing that there's going to be an issue and you're putting out alcohol.
So are you suggesting that perhaps Christmas dinner is not the time for an intervention?
The Christmas dinner is definitely not time for intervention because half the people there are going to be drunk mm-hmm. if everybody's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a matter of saying, hey, you know what? We have a family where alcohol is a problem in our family on certain occasions, at certain times. Now, what are we going to do as a family to ensure that we have a space where everyone can come, have fun, be included, not feel isolated, and figure out a strategy for managing that? So if that means you can only, you know, you drink after the major meal where people start to relax and go in different pockets of the house. Does it mean the adults do something the next day where they can go out and have drinks at a club or at a party? Because the last thing you want is for your sister to come home to her home, because everybody's home when she's being invited, and then to be isolated and pointed out as the person with the problem. And therefore, everything that happens that night is her fault,
mm-hmm.
even though she may have the least amount of drinks.
Very quickly, Sherry, does she believe that she has a problem?
She does, and she does. But, you know, I wanted to say our family's not an alcoholic. Like, I make homemade eggnog, and I enjoy doing that. I only do it once a year. But
so, it's a frame not around your family is an alcoholic, but it's a family
my sister.
So one thing that it may be, she may be the main one, but when you look at it from a family perspective, mm-hmm. it's not one person's alcoholic. It's a family, which you are a family, that alcohol is now a problem in the family. Mm-hmm. So alcohol is the issue. And how do you manage alcohol in your family? So that's where, if you really love your sister like you sound like you do, and you really love your eggnog, you might want to come up with a strategy so that everything that you want to happen can happen in a safe, supportive, nurturing, loving way.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, Sherry, and happy holidays and a safe holiday to you and your family. Thank you so much for your phone call. Real quick, let me go to Bobby. Bobby calling from Washington, D.C. Bobby, what's on your mind? Real quick, please.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
To say that I think because of the economy is not being right, people are not able to get gifts, and they want to, you know, it tends to make the holidays a drag when you're not able to get gifts from people. Like I say, I remember with the times when I had looked forward to waking up for Christmas and getting gifts and going over family, friends, and stuff like that. But when people are not able to afford things, they, you know, the ones that can't afford have to go over to the ones who are having great Christmases and stuff. It kind of be a drag. That's what I think.
Interesting. So how does he deal with that kind of internalizing what he may feel is a shortcoming?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, I'll let my panel address that real quick.
Well, I think it gets back to a sense of expectations, and it sounds like you're worried about not being able to provide the kind of holiday to your family that you would like to. And I think oftentimes the holidays puts a lot of pressure on people to spend well above their means.
Mm. Well, hold that point, because I do want to finish that point up on the other side. So, Bobby, if you need to hang on for me, Sylvester, Tabitha, Alicia, also stay on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We will continue this conversation about handling problematic family issues during the holiday. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.